Members of Emmanuel, this church, and friends that may be here, some of you may remember the last time I was here a couple months ago, I had come from St. Peter, and I was late. My, that bothered, I was here an hour early this time. I wasn't going to let that happen. So I didn't have to go to St. Peter this time. But on my way over here, behind, as I was on this road, off 51, and there come a flashing light. And last time I told you there were no cops between here and St. Peter to stop me. Oh, no, he went right on by. It was an emergency vehicle. Was I relieved? I wasn't really speeding, just the 5 miles over to give you, you know. Yeah. Well, today I'm going to talk about being tired. Yeah, tired. Maybe you've had to do some housework, or you've been doing housework, working in the yard, and you come home, or you feel tired. Maybe it was a job at work, or maybe it was some other housework, or maybe you were up at night with a sick child. Maybe you were sick or couldn't sleep or had injury that was bothering you. Maybe you were in a ball game of some kind or some other sport, and that made you tired. Afterwards, your hands and arms were drooping. The sermon theme, the drooping hands and the weak knees syndrome. Maybe you felt that way not because of a physical activity. Maybe it had something to do with mental and emotional stress and exhaustion that were giving you the drooping hand, weak knee effect. Well, if you've had some of these conditions or others, I've got good news for you, and it's from the epistle reading for today, our text, Hebrews 12:12. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees. Word of encouragement from the author of Hebrews. Today's epistle reading has as a heading in the ESV Bible, do not grow weary. Do not grow weary. And that's the focus of our message today. Some things that can help us keep our spirits up and keep going when our bodies get worn out. And the reference from Hebrews is actually to Isaiah 35:3. Strengthen the weak hands, make firm the weak knees. Well, there's something else that can cause us to be tired in addition to those mental or physical exhaustion. There's also something called fear. And fear was the problem that was creating the difficulty for the Israelites when Isaiah speaks these words to them. You see, the Israelites, as I said to the children, were God's Old Testament people, and they had not yet received, they were promised, the Messiah, Savior, who hadn't been born, Jesus, and he would lead them into the promised land of heaven one day, as we look forward to. The people of God to whom Isaiah is speaking are going to return from their imprisonment, their captivity, and dwell once again in Zion, the New Jerusalem, the everlasting peace that God has for us to look forward to in heaven. As we deal with exhaustion and fear, God promises the Israelites that he'll one day revive them and that he will likewise revive us one day with the eternal peace of heaven. Until then, we hear these words of encouragement to action. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees. And why? So that we courageously and confidently seek to live out the will and the way of God in our lives until he returns in Jesus, our Savior. Well, what will enable us to lift those weak hands and drooping hands and strengthen those weak knees, overcome our weariness and fear? I'd like to share three things, and the first is attitude. Attitude is so very important. Sometimes we say he or she has an attitude. That's kind of a negative idea of attitude. I'm talking here about a positive attitude, a good attitude. There was a survey done, Cox Report of American Business, and it said that 94% of future 500 people named as the most important thing, 94% out of 100, the most positive thing for them was attitude. That led them to energy, that led them to succeed. Now, how many of you belong to Fortune 500 here? Raise your hand. Okay, I thought so. Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that for us to succeed and have energy, a good attitude is important, right? We all know the importance of that. Now, maybe you come home from work or work outside and you're tired. And yet somebody calls you and they want to get together with you, do an activity that you enjoy. And so all of a sudden, yeah, lift those weak knees and drooping hands and you're ready to go. Maybe. Now, I understand some people could have a physical condition that doesn't allow them to do that. Some physical illness. I just heard from Tim Miller, the pastor at St. John's New Menin. His brother has been sick. Herb Miller, a vice president of the Synod. And he said the only sign he had was tiredness. But later it was discovered a brain tumor, and he's had treatments, radiation, chemo. And the good news, Pastor Miller says, is he's able to drive a car again and go to congregations, which he didn't know if he'd ever be able to do again. It's great when we have energy, isn't it? And attitude isn't the only thing that's involved with that. Our health is as well. Well, let me share an example of the importance of attitude by senior citizens. There were these two ladies, and they were elderly ladies, and they bought a home along a busy highway, and they put out the sign antiques. Well, people would stop, and they were friendly. They'd offer them tea and cookies, and they'd chat and visit. And then the people that stopped would say, "Well, where are the antiques?" And the two ladies said, "You're looking at them." Well, you know, sometimes we can get depressed with aging and maybe our health problems and limitations, abilities, things we can't do anymore. But, you know, what a great attitude to apparently they didn't have a whole lot of health problems, and a great attitude towards aging, of accepting it and having a positive attitude about it. Well, an attitude determines our energy level, but there's also something else that's important. And that is what's sometimes called self-esteem, a positive view of yourself. If you feel bad about yourself, you probably got the drooping hands and weak knees. If you feel good about yourself, then you're able to pull yourself up and keep going, like encouragement from the author of Hebrews there. Our relationship with God is important as far as which direction we go in. If we're down, especially a time of suffering, then we might be having those drooping hands and weak knees. However, if we realize that our Heavenly Father loves us and Jesus went to the cross to prove his love for us, dying for our sins, then we're able maybe to lift up those hands and knees and keep going, huh? And that's one purpose of this service, of every worship service, is to remind us of Jesus' love for us so that we have a love for ourselves, a appreciation for ourselves. Suffering isn't because God hates us. He always loves us through thick and thin, when we're in good times and when we're suffering. It's all meant to draw us closer to Him so that we can have the blessing of His presence on this earth and one day in heaven. Some of you know we lost our one son, Andrew, to what's called a ground blizzard, just a fourth of a mile stretch by Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and it iced up, and 25, 35 mile an hour winds, just the snow from the ground, and we think he responded to someone's cry for help, which others indicated people in these vehicles were crying for, and he went towards that direction. 112 vehicles that were piled up there in that stretch, and he lost his life. And as much as we miss him, we know that he's being blessed much more than anything we could experience or he had experienced here on this earth. Studies have been done about children, showing how negative and positive behavior can affect responses. In other words, affect our attitude and our energy. Dr. Henry Goddard did work on the effects of criticism. He developed an instrument. It's called an ergograph, and it measured energy levels. So students went on a treadmill, and they were on this treadmill and getting tired, and somebody would say to them, "You're lazy, you're dragging your feet. What's wrong with you? I'm disappointed in you." Guess what happened? Energy level went down along with that self-esteem. They didn't feel very good. But in the same test on this treadmill, when they get tired, if people would, instead of criticizing them, say things like, "You're doing great. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you." Guess what happened? They got more energy. They kept going. The beginning of Hebrews 12 speaks about life as a race with encouragement. "Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." That company of heaven is cheering us on this morning. "You're doing great. Keep up the good work. I'm pleased with you." Yes, I'm with you, Jesus says. He is with us. Through that company of heaven encouraging us on, Jesus' presence is with us. Not in a fearful God kind of way as the Israelites with God by Mount Sinai in the Old Testament, but a helping, encouraging way. St. Paul says to the church at Rome and to us, "Nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus." Now, Paul had his tests, a thorn in the flesh. He prayed again and again for this. We think it was a physical affliction to be removed. But God said to him and to some of us, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." That encouragement will help us to come to the finish line of our Heavenly Father, knowing He loves us as His children. That encouragement inspires and empowers us for service to others, to lift our drooping hands and our weak knees to do what needs to be done in the church of God, the community of believers, the family, or wherever we have an opportunity to let that light shine in our presence and good works be felt. There's a lady by the name of Evelyn Lauder. How many of you have heard of Estee Lauder? Raise your hand. Okay, my wife has too. I saw more women's hands than men go up. I understand that. Well, this is what she says. She's corporate, Evelyn Lauder is corporate vice president of Estee Lauder. And she says, if you believe you're doing something creative and wonderful, you love what you're doing. You'll find the energy to climb to the mountaintop and shout about it. And that's how it is in the church. God gives us his sons and daughters that energy because of his love for us. By his grace, through his spirit, we find the energy to keep going because of attitude, positive attitude, because of self-esteem, knowing God's love for us, and because we know he has a purpose and a plan for us while we are on this earth until we reach our heavenly homes. In Jesus' name, we ask, we give thanks, and we praise our God. Amen.